This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Arukal. Maharashtra government has signed 54 MOUs worth 15.70 lakh crore rupees during the World Economic Forum annual meeting 2025 in Davos. A statement from Chief Minister's office said that these agreements are expected to generate approximately 16 lakh jobs across various sectors. One of the key agreements involves MSN Holdings Limited, which plans to establish an advanced lithium battery and cell manufacturing project under the state's Ultra Mega Project Initiative. The Parakram Divas 2025 is being celebrated today to honour the legacy of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on the occasion of his 128th birth anniversary. The three-day celebration, organised by the Ministry of Culture, will be held in Cuttack, Odisha, the birthplace of Netaji. Recently, in his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also mentioned Parakram Divas and remembered the contributions of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. Terming Subhash Babu a visionary leader, Mr. Modi said courage was ingrained in Netaji's nature. He urged the country's youth to read as much as possible about Netaji and derive inspiration from his life. In Maharashtra, 12 people lost their lives and several others injured in a train accident in Jalgaon district yesterday evening. All the bodies have been brought to the Government Medical College in hospital in Jalgaon. Five died and have been identified. A helpline service has been available at the number 0257-221-7193 in Jalgaon Collectorate. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have expressed condolences to the bereaved families and wished speedy recovery for the injured. A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade will take place on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. To ensure a smooth parade, elaborate traffic arrangements have been made in the national capital. According to the Delhi Police, Delhi Metro rail services will be available for passengers during the rehearsal and all stations are open to the public. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has set a target of reaching 10,000 geographical indication GI tags by 2030. Addressing at GI Samagam in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that this target will be achieved through a whole-of-government approach and the government will constitute a committee to oversee this. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has added 14,63,000 members during November last year. This represents an increase of 9.07% in net members as compared to October 2024. The Ministry of Labour and Employment attributed this surge to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's successful outreach programs. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets of Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, and Himachal Pradesh till tomorrow. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, marking his first conversation with a foreign leader taking office. During the conversation, the Crown Prince congratulated President Trump on his swearing-in and conveyed the congratulations of King Salman, wishing the American people further progress and prosperity. The leaders discussed strengthening bilateral cooperation to promote peace, security and stability, as well as efforts to combat terrorism. In cricket, India defeated England by 7 wickets in the first T20 international of the 5-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night. Put into bat first, England were bowled out for 132 runs. Varun Chakravarti starred with the ball for India, taking 3 wickets. Chasing a target of 133 runs, India reached the target in just 12.5 overs. And that is the end of the news bulletin.